If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through five core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change because, friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life. Has someone ever said something that stuck with you? Throughout my life, there have been so many quotes and so many sayings that just stuck with me in one way or another. One of the many sayings that stuck with me has been the saying, "How you do one thing is how you do everything." And this saying has had a pretty big impact on my life. The saying represents the idea that if we work hard at the things we hate, then we will also work hard at the things that we like or love. If we avoid the hard work on areas that we dislike, then we will also avoid the hard work on the areas that are important to us. Another example of this is, if you have a messy house, you will probably have a messy or disorganized life. How you do one thing is how you do everything. As I said, I've been thinking a lot about this saying, but more specifically, how it affects your calling. There was a time, not too long ago, when my husband would say things to me like, "You give up too soon. You're always ready to give up and throw in the towel when something gets tough." And at first, I was devastated. How dare he talk to me like that? That's what I would think. However, after a while, I began to see it for myself. He was right. It was so easy for me to commit and to focus and reach a goal, but the moment things began to take a step back or didn't work out the way I wanted it to, I too would take a step back. A great example of this is when I was blogging. I had gotten this great idea to blog about decluttering because, well, my mom calls me the queen of the throwaway queen is what she calls me. Because I literally throw everything away. I hate clutter. Like, we do not have stuff in our house. Like, if you haven't used it in the past 6 months, it's going in the trash. Like, that's how much I hate clutter. So I made this blog, and to my surprise, within 3 months, I got into Mediavine. I had ads on my blog. I was building my email list. I even created printables, and my printables were selling like hotcakes. It was really good. Really, really good. Then it happened. Traffic to my blog began to slow down, and so did it my sales. I was so discouraged that I ended up shutting it all down. That's what I do. I become super focused and committed to reach a goal, and then when I see some kind of success, I slack off, and then I become discouraged, and I give up. I do this in my personal life. I do this in my work life. I even do this in my spiritual life. Maybe you do this as well, but you don't realize you do it. Do you find yourself praying consistently when you need something, but the moment that you see things are going great and you just don't pray as much? Life gets a little too busy and things are going a little too well. And before you know it, you haven't talked to God in days, maybe weeks or months. Surely you can see how you do one thing is how you do everything. So what is that one thing that you are doing in every area of your life? Are you indulging when you eat? Where else in your life are you overindulging? Maybe you're like me and you slack off the moment you see success, and then you become discouraged because you slacked off and now things are going downhill. So now you want to throw in the towel and shut everything down. Or maybe you dwell on the past, even though you can't change it. Therefore, you do nothing to change the future. Whatever it is, you can change, but you must want the change as bad as you want to breathe. As always, I will leave you with something to think about. This is a quote from Brad Costanzo. "Change your thinking and you will change the way you think." If you are ready to embrace God's calling on your life, then I want to invite you to take my quiz where you will discover how far along you actually are on this path. Whether you doubt your abilities, feel incapable of fulfilling God's purpose, or perceive yourself as unique, you can still embrace and align with your unique calling. Take the quiz by clicking the link down in the show notes.